What's up? What's up? What's up? Welcome to FSEN Daily. I'm your host, Steve Howard, and today it's no other. It's Tuesday. What happens on Tuesday? We kick off the week. Welcome to FSEN Daily, your daily source of Borderlands sports news and entertainment. Let's start today with high school sports and the shakeup that happened to the power rankings in both high school volleyball and football. Let's take a look at these power rankings, folks. Start with volleyball. Volleyball side, Eastwood's the new number one. They took care of business last week, went into East Lake and knocked off number one East Lake, who had a vice grip reign over the top 10 for probably 6-7 weeks before that loss. Now, granted, Eastwood was number two when they went in to do that. And then on the football side, folks, I just got to give them props. Again, Eastwood is number one as the football team went in on Friday, went into Cougar Stadium and took care of business and knocked off number one Franklin to claim the top spot here in the Borderland. So Eastwood is number one in both boys on both football and volleyball. They are dominating right now. In football, that Eastwood, they took care of business. Kingston Jeffries and his teammates went into Cougar Stadium and walked out with a big W. That was a huge win for them, especially in 1-6A. And I got to tell you, folks, it was something to see. That was a very impressive performance on both sides, both football and volleyball. So kudos to Eastwood, their coaching staff, those players, and the administration there for creating the environment for those students and coaches to be successful. So kudos to that program. They are reigning supreme right now here in the Borderland in the major sports. Now, let's shift our focus over to today's volleyball games. Let's get into our Game Time 915 segment as we bring up the city scoreboard and let you guys take a look at some of the games going on today here in the Borderland. This is your 915 scoreboard. As you can see, there is a ton of volleyball games going on today. I think there's 13 volleyball games going on here in the Borderland. And then we're going to look at a little bit into the end of the week for football. I think there's 14 high school football games coming up this week. Now, let's get into this thing. So, volleyball. So, let's take a look at the top 10. Top 10 games for today. So, at 5:30 p.m., we've got number 7, Da Vinci, hosting Jesus Chapel at Da Vinci. 6:30, number 1, Eastwood, travels to Pebble Hills for that 1-6A matchup there. 6:35, you got number 2, Isleta, hosting Riverside in a 1-4A matchup. And then at 6:35, you also have number 4, Del Valle, hosting Parkland in a 2-5A matchup. Then we get into the 6:40 time slot, and you got number 9, Franklin, hosting Socorro in a big 1-6A matchup. And then number 10, Americas, hosts Bel Air in a 2-5A matchup. And so that's your top 10 teams here in the Borderland. That's not all of them, but those are the ones that are playing today. You've got some teams that are off for sure. Chapin is off. Definitely. And so these are the matchups that we have going into today's games. And I got to tell you, folks, I'm excited because there's going to be some really good volleyball being played across the Borderland. And it's not even it's going to be a tremendous day. But, hey, that's going to conclude this Game Time 915 segment here. We're going to take a break real quick and we're going to come back and look at look at some TCAF volleyball and take a look at kind of what's to come here in the Borderland. So we're going to take this quick break, I think. Hold on. Let me see. Maybe not. I thought we were going to take this break, but it appears that we will not be taking this break. And so I want to do this. I want to do I want to so every week on Tuesday, we give out the previous week's player of the week. And so this week is no different. That will go to the FSEN, the player of the week presented by P2C Athlete Prep goes to Kingston Jeffries of Eastwood High School for his efforts, 338 yards, 5 touchdowns, 92 yards rushing and a touchdown. That young man put up some numbers, folks. When I tell you Kingston Jeffries and his teammates went into Cougar Stadium and showed out, they went into Cougar Stadium and showed out. And kudos to them and the coaching staff for getting them ready to do that and to be successful in putting together that thing and making themselves a force for sure. I really wanted to be able to do this. Hey, we're going to take a quick break right here and let you guys take a look. We're going to put up the scoreboard for TCAF, and then we'll be right back here. I think. Hold on. I'm having all kinds of problems today, folks. But, hey, we're doing this thing live, and we're going to continue to do it live. Here we go. All right, here we go. We're going to take that break, and we'll be right back. We're going to run this winter ad promo for any businesses out there that want to be a part of what we're doing and continuing to allow us to create the atmosphere for youth sports. Here's your opportunity as we run our winter ads promo. Enjoy.
This winter, the Fieldhouse Sports and Entertainment Network brings you the biggest moments in Texas high school sports. From the courts of King and Tuohill High School to the state stage at the TCAF Volleyball and Football Championships. Now your business can be part of the action with FSEN's exclusive winter advertising package. Feature your logo live on screen. Run your 30-second commercial. Engage fans on social media. Get heard on our hit podcast. Sponsor the scoreboard in live segments. Even put your brand on our official FSEN shirts. Your brand doesn't just advertise, it connects with families, athletes, and fans who live for local sports. Contact FSEN today and make your business part of the winning team.
All right, we're back. There we go, just like that, we're back. We're going to start a couple of new initiatives going forward as we kind of transition out of the fall and winter into the winter sports and start looking at boys and girls basketball. Right now we've got a 10-game slate for the winter part of the season. And then we'll start into the district play after that. And so that's our winter ad program. We are in the process of trying to add a couple of different things. We're not just quite yet ready to talk about them, but we are looking to add probably about another anywhere from five to 10 additional games to that promo. So they could be as many as 15 to 20 games as opposed to 10. We're just waiting on a couple things to come back to let us know whether we're good to go. We like to do contracts and make sure that everything is G to G so that there's no issues when we get to these stadiums. And so that's the holdup as we continue to work through that process. Now, let's look at TCAF, right? So TCAF today, for those of you who don't know, we do actually provide coverage for TCAF. Here's the TCAF volleyball score. Here's the TCAF scoreboard. So there's 8 games today, and we're going to kind of look at where those top teams are playing, and help steer you to some good TCAF action as well. Because as they continue to ramp up and get ready for playoffs, those state playoff games will be covered and on FSEN. You'll be able to watch those games exclusively on FSEN. So download the app or you can watch from the website. But that's the process. You either download the app or watch from the website, and you can catch all the action, all the games, all the podcasts there. So today, TCAF matchups. We got three good games from top five teams there, or top 10 really, so top five. So at 6 p.m., number one Trinity Christian hosts Faith Lutheran. 7 p.m., number three St. Paul's Prep is hosting number seven Faustina Academy. And then probably the game of the day is number two Grace Academy hosting number five Providence Prep. Folks, though, that's going to be a huge game, especially for playoff implications as they continue to get ready for the postseason. So that is your – that sums up your TCAF top games for today, and that closes out our coverage of TCAF. And it's going to really bring us here to an end. And before we get to an end, as you see up on the graphic, Borderland All-Star Showcase. So the showcase is coming. This will be the second year for the showcase. We're going to continue to do this. It's not going away. Senior boys, we're looking at those senior girls this year. We didn't get them last year, but we're looking at those senior girls. But we're going to have the underclassmen competing in the Rising Star Showcase for both boys and girls, senior boys. And we're looking to get at that senior girls showcase. Awesome opportunities. We had last year 17,000 viewers to watch those games, those four games. Huge number. Definitely exceeded our expectations. And we're looking to continue to add to that. We had about 190 to 200 people in the stands throughout the day watching the different games. Then we had another 96 people at the banquet. So this event is a huge event for us. This is our way of recognizing the top student athletes in both boys and girls basketball here in the Borderland. And so as part of that, we do a banquet, and then we have a showcase game. We're looking to do that this year in March, towards the end of March, maybe the beginning of April. It really all depends on how things shake out in the playoffs. If someone makes a run, well, we've got to push it off until that happens, till that season's over. But the intent is to do this right after the season. Right after the season, typically right after the boys' season, because they're a week later. But, hey, that's been the down and dirty here to keep you guys in the know, steer you into what direction to go for sports. I got to tell you, if I'm here in the Borderland, the game that I'm going to see on volleyball today would have to be – oh, man, it's a lot. I'm gonna say Eastwood, Pebble Hills, or Isleta, Riverside. Not to say that the other games are bad. They're all really good games because you got top teams playing, but those would be the two games that I'll be trying to see today if I were you. That's just me. What do I know, right? But hey, folks, this has been another episode of FSEN Daily. Continue to watch, download the app. Go to our YouTube channel, subscribe. We post a lot of stuff there. Follow us on social media. You can see the tag up there. And just enjoy us. We thank you guys. Peace out.